The results of a national survey conducted by La Trobe University's Australian Research Centre for Sex, Health and Society have been released, showing the increasing amount of sexual activity amongst young Australians.
The purpose of the survey was to provide a snapshot of the sexual health knowledge, attitudes and behaviours of students in years 10 and 12 across Australia. So we looked at knowledge around HIV, sexually transmitted infections and aspects of their sexual behaviour. We asked a set of questions about HIV transmission, and pleasingly most students got most of those questions right, although worryingly around 12% didn't know that condoms offered protection against HIV transmission. In terms of sexually transmitted infections, knowledge is much worse, though it has been improving over the last 10 years.
While these results are encouraging, it reinforces the need for more sex education, with 88% of respondents seeking out information about sexual health.
We're not particularly happy with the survey results around sexually transmitted infections or hepatitis, or particularly human papillomavirus, which is now the subject of a mass rollout vaccine campaign for young women, about which young people know almost nothing at all.
The surveys also found that 38% of respondents had experienced unwanted sex, with the most common reason being pressure from a partner or the result of drug or alcohol use.
I guess we're not so much concerned about the levels of sexual activity, but more about whether that sexual activity is safe and whether it's sexual activity that young people are wanting and enjoying rather than feeling forced into or pressured into. And the amount of unwanted sex has increased over the time we've been doing these surveys. So that is an area of particular concern, I think, and one that schools need to get a bit more realistic about and probably start incorporating some of the important skills that young people need to avoid being in those situations in their school programs.
Only around 50% of young people report always using condoms in the last year, and then only about two-thirds report using a condom at the most recent sexual encounter. These rates are too low, and they remain stubbornly fixed at those rates and have done so for the last 10 years.
Teenage views on sexual activity also show a change, with the findings that 27% of respondents had oral sex with three or more partners.
In terms of sexual intercourse, it's gone up from about 35% to 40%, and this is entirely attributable to the behaviour of young women, particularly those in year 12. When we look at the number of partners they're having, there's been a marked increase in the proportion of students who are having more than three partners in the previous 12 months. It's gone up from 20% to 30%. And we also see modest increases in the proportion of young people reporting three or more oral sex partners with whom they're not having intercourse, and that's gone up from 13% to 17%. The issue with the low rates of condom use, or the fact that they're not increasing, is that the biggest predictor of acquiring a sexually transmitted infection is the number of partners you have. So if you're having more partners but your condom use is not increasing, then the likelihood of acquiring an STI increases very rapidly.
The results of the survey will be used to update sexual education programs, with the hope that the increase in teenage knowledge and awareness will continue.
Reports from other years have been the most downloaded reports on our website, and we would expect this one again to be used by a very wide range of people in planning services for young people, and making sure that the health materials they get to them are relevant and reflect the kind of behaviours and concerns that young people have.